Welcome to Living Life on the Max with Keisha B. Spivey, a weekly podcast that will challenge you and encourage you to live your best life yet. Hello there and welcome to Living Life on the Max. I'm so excited that you have been hanging with me on this series called Inside Job. Today we're going to close it out with our last session. We opened up talking about being under construction. Then we talked about living with new management. We talked about guidance and not guesswork. We talked about making wise choices. And today we're closing it out on a topic that many people run from. When I say the word, some of you accuse me of cursing. It's a word that people don't like to hear. They don't like to talk about. But nevertheless, it is something that has to happen on the inside of us first before it flows outward. Today, what we're going to be talking about on this Inside Job series is developing discipline. Developing discipline. For my super spiritual people, disciple literally means disciplined one, disciplined learner, disciplined follower, disciplined doer of the things of God. For my I'm still trying to figure out what I believe people, discipline is literally the bridge between setting goals and achieving them. So whoever you are, discipline should be important to you. You know, modern technology and advancements have made us somewhat lazy by nature. You know, washing dishes, hanging out clothes, waiting for a roast to slow cook. We naturally want everything yesterday. We want instant potatoes and we want instant results. The problem is some things take time. Creating new habits takes time. Developing healthy relationships takes time. Overcoming to become takes time. Becoming a better version of yourself takes time. So how do we move from just thinking about having a better life to living one? The key is you have to develop discipline. You know, January has come and gone. Your July mid-year check-in has come and gone. I have to ask you a question. Are you any closer to meeting your goals? Are you any closer to becoming who you say you wanted to be this year? Are you any closer to doing the things you wanted to do, achieving the things you wanted to achieve? You know, I don't have a magic wand to wave to change you into Mr. or Mrs. Discipline, but I do have a few things to share with you today that I believe are helpful for people who are lacking discipline. I must warn you, there's not a pretty way to share these tips. There's no chaser. I'm just coming for you because these are things you have to learn. There's no cute shortcut. There's no way to navigate around it. You just have to become disciplined. So grab your pen and your paper. Let's do this. I must tell you, pull your toes back because we're coming in. The first thing we need to do is get comfortable being uncomfortable. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. I know people want convenience and they want to feel good, but if you are going to become disciplined, you need to stretch past what's comfortable. There is nothing that grows in your comfort zone but regret. Nothing but great regret. So you got to get to a place where you are stretching, where you're trying new things, that you are exposing yourself to opportunities. You're learning new ways to do things. You are literally developing skills that make you, you know, literally marketable. You're doing something to separate yourself from the masses. You want to get disciplined? Look at your day. Look at your week. What are the things that you are stuck in that you need to make some changes on? You know, if you need to be exercising, then how about start taking a walk? How about take the stairs? How about park a little bit further away from the grocery store? Do something that makes you uncomfortable so that you can begin to stretch. You can begin to grow. You can begin to become more than what you are today. You have to stretch. So get comfortable being uncomfortable. Start moving. Number two, start moving. Start short, start simple, start easy. Don't try to reinvent the wheel. Don't try to go and create this big, massive plan. How about just start? Start moving. Think back to the goals you set in January. Think back to the goals you set on your birthday. What are some things you said you want to do? What are some things that you needed? Down to drinking more water. How about picking up the telephone and just checking on people? What is it that you're supposed to be doing at work? What are you supposed to be doing at the church? Didn't you say you were going to be starting start volunteering? Didn't you say you were going to start witnessing to a young lady or a man at your job? Start doing something. Get disciplined. Look in your day and see what in there doesn't have to do with you. Start moving, doing something. Bite-sized pieces. Just start. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Just start moving. What is it that you can start doing today? What is it that you can change today? What is it that you can add to your calendar today? Just start. Stop procrastinating and start. Be accountable. Third point, be accountable. You will lie to yourself. You'll allow your excuses to keep you from doing what you need to do. But there's something about having somebody that you are checking in with. You know, with my goals, I have somebody that I check in with. With my working out, I have a trainer. You know, with my eating, I have someone that I'm being accountable for because I realize I need to get in better shape. I have some things I need to take out of my diet. So I'm checking in with people. I'm letting them know what I'm doing and what I'm not doing. So if they catch me slipping, they can call me out. I need people in my life that love me enough to tell me what I need to hear, not necessarily what I want to hear. So I have people who hold me accountable. Who's checking you before you wreck you? Who's checking you? Who's checking in on you? Who has permission in your life to call you out on your crap? Be accountable to somebody. There's got to be somebody that you know that loves you and you love them and you respect them that you trust to hold you accountable. The next point, I said it earlier, is just stop procrastinating. Stop putting off till tomorrow what you should have did yesterday. You know, the only thing that's happening is time is passing. Opportunities are passing. Doors that were opened are now closing because you're waiting for everything to come in a proper alignment and get perfect so that you can start. No. Start with what you have. God asked Moses, what's in your hand? Not what do you need to get? I know you want to wait till your credit is right. And I know you want to wait till you have a better job. And I know you want to wait till the kids are older. I know you want to wait till whatever the wait to is. God's not saying what you need to be doing tomorrow. He's saying what you need to do today. What is it that you're not being found faithful on today? Where are you not being obedient today? Where are you slipping and sliding, ducking and diving? Right now, today, instead of showing up and being a good steward of your day. Today is the precious present. You should be utilizing it, treating it like a gift, not wasting it away or just trying to put it on reserve until tomorrow. You know, discipline is choosing between what you want now and what you want most. That's one of my favorite quotes ever by Abraham Lincoln. What do you want most? Stop pacifying your flesh over instant desires and instant gratification. If, you know, eating that now means your blood pressure and your cholesterol is going to be up when you go to the doctor or when the chest pains start coming in later, is that really what you want? Don't allow what you want now to rob you of the promises of tomorrow, of the victory of tomorrow. You got to choose. You can't have it all. You got to choose. What do you want most over what you want right now? And, you know, I'm feeling this all in my belly, and I hope you're hearing me, because motivation gets us going, but discipline keeps us growing. You know, people get inspired to do great things, and then they get uninspired. They get motivated to do great things, and then they're not motivated. But it's something about becoming disciplined. Discipline means I get up early every day, whether I want to or not. Discipline means I have a checklist set that whether I feel like it or whether I want to, whether it's raining, whether it's snowing, or whether it's sunny, these are the things that I'm going to do. Why? Because I'm holding myself accountable. Because I understand I have to be disciplined if I want my life to grow, if I want my life to have fruit, if I want my life to flourish, if I want to move closer to purpose and closer toward destiny, then I have to develop discipline. Now, if we don't discipline ourselves, the world's going to do it for you. If you don't discipline yourself, some doctor's going to do it for you. If you don't discipline yourself, some supervisor's going to do it for you. Why not be the CEO of your own life? And start running it like someone who cares about it, like someone who has a mission, like someone who has purpose, like someone who was created, like handcrafted as a masterpiece for God, a trophy of his goodness. And instead of showing off who you are, your life is disciplined enough that you show off who he is. If you don't discipline yourself, the world's gonna do it. You know, discipline is doing what needs to be done, even if you don't want to. I think the best way to describe discipline is adulting. It's being a grown up. Discipline means you got to do what you got to do, whether you think you want to do it or not. It's doing what you don't want to because it's necessary. It's necessary. And I know this has probably stepped on your toes and you're probably a little bit uncomfortable. My first point was get comfortable being uncomfortable. But you know what? You got to ask yourself, is life working for you like it is? Are you good just with what you got? Or do you believe there's more? Do you believe God has called you to new territory? Do you believe God has called you to greater opportunities? Do you believe that there's more inside of you that's crying to get out to the world that's before you? If it is, then get disciplined. Get disciplined. If you need help, I coach people. Reach out to me. I'm accepting a few new coaching clients. If you need help doing that, contact me. You don't have to do it alone. Or contact another coach. Get you some help. Because you'll look up and you'll no longer be 30, but you'll be 40. Or you'll be like me and you're knocking on 50 and you're wondering, how did that happen? Where did the time go? Where did the time go? But you also want to be able to look back on your time and you want to see the investment of where you've put your time and you want to see fruit. And literally, when you take your last breath at the end of this life, if you're like me, you want to hear, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Disciples are disciplined. And that's what God has called us to be. And in order to be that, we have to do what disciples do. And that's operate with the spirit of discipline. So I hope this has encouraged you, at least motivated you, at least challenged you, at least made you want to move. So I hope you are willing to subscribe to the station. You're willing to share this with a friend. I encourage you to find me on social media. I have all kinds of stuff going out every day of the week. Let's stay connected. So until next time, until we chat again, do you to the max, and God bless you.